This is the Full Circle Weekly News. News items are compiled by Arnfried Wolbrecht and read by myself, Ronnie Tucker. This show covers the 18th to the 24th of January. MJ Technology wants to crowdfund Ubuntu tablets. From lilliputing.com. A startup called MJ Technology has announced that it will launch a crowdfunding campaign for two Ubuntu tablets, and that will start on January the 18th. MJ Technology says the 8.9-inch model has a 7,500 mAh battery, while the 10.1-inch tablet has an 8,500 mAh battery. That's for up to 8 hours of battery life on the smaller tablet and up to 9 hours of runtime on the larger version. The tablets won't ship until June at the earliest, but the company says it plans to load them up with 16.04 Ubuntu, which should be available by then. Ocean is a phone-sized Linux server that runs on batteries. From slashgear.com. A new Node.js Linux server has launched for developers who want to be able to write software for IoT applications and other small tasks. The server is called Ocean and it's about the size of a small smartphone. The Ocean computer is preloaded with Linux and uses a 1 GHz dual core processor, 1 GB of RAM, Bluetooth 4.0 LE and Wi-Fi. Power comes from a 4200 mAh battery and it has a USB 3 port. The server can run with the CPU at continuous utilization for 2 days on a single charge. What Ocean doesn't have is a port to connect a screen to see what you're working on. Presumably, you need to use the wireless connectivity to see what you're doing as you work. OpenSSH flaw exposes Linux to a roaming risk. From eweek.com. The open source OpenSSH project today announced a critical update patching a pair of vulnerabilities that an attacker could have used to steal user information. OpenSSH is a widely used and deployed technology that is intended to enable secure remote access to a system. OpenSSH is an implementation of the SSH, or Secure Shell Protocol 2.0, that can run on both client and server systems and is typically included in all major Linux distributions. Phoenix OS, an alternative to Remix OS, from softpedia.com. Remix OS is an Android operating system made to run on any 32-bit or 64-bit PC, powered by Linux and based on the Android x86 project. Just like Remix OS, the new Phoenix OS comes in two flavors, one for Android devices and one for x86 PCs. It includes key productivity features such as a start menu, multi-window support, and a taskbar. Phoenix OS is designed to be user-friendly, flexible, and powerful, while being as lightweight as possible on your computer. It's designed for large screens and offers support for mouse and keyboard devices. Linux kernel vulnerability is patched. From threatpost.com. A patch for a critical Linux kernel flaw present in the code since 2012, is expected to be pushed out. The vulnerability affects versions 3.8 and higher, said researchers at Perception Point, who discovered the vulnerability. The flaw also extends to two-thirds of Android devices, the company added. The vulnerability, named CVE-2016-0728, lives in the keyring facility built into the various flavors of Linux. The keyring encrypts and stores login information, encryption keys and certificates, and makes them available to applications. In a report published by Perception Point, researchers said that the vulnerability is a reference leak that can be abused to ultimately execute code in the Linux kernel. Linux Foundation causes uproar by quietly removing community representation from its board. From informationage.com. The Linux Foundation, a trade association formed 9 years ago to represent and promote open source operating systems such as Linux, will no longer allow community members to elect or be elected to join its board of directors. The majority of the organization's board is made up of directors representing its 9 platinum members, including Oracle, Fujitsu, HP, Intel, IBM and Samsung, which donate roughly $500,000 per year. Traditionally, the remaining directors were chosen by a few gold and silver members who pay $100,000 and up to $20,000 per year, respectively, and 2 people elected among the organization's vast pool of individual members who pay $99 per year. By allowing individual members onto the board, the idea was to provide community representation in decisions that impact all of Linux Foundation's stakeholders, as opposed to just its 261 corporate members. Ubuntu phones will get a new music app after the OTA 9 update, from softpedia.com. It looks like the Ubuntu QA team has found a nasty regression which causes some problems with the interaction between the camera app and the Content Hub component. Nevertheless, the issue will most probably be fixed before the OTA 9 gets out. Otherwise, the team may have to push an OTA 9.5 hotfix shortly after the release of OTA 9. In the meantime, the Ubuntu Touch developers are working on the new music app, which promises lots of attractive features, but it looks like it will be released after the OTA 9. That's it for this week, and for more news and to download the Full Circle magazine PDF, go to fullcirclemagazine.org, and I'll see you next time.